holes in the earth. Earth has its mysteries, there is no doubt about that. Some are natural while others could be caused by some unknown force. Take for instance all the mysterious holes around the world. Many of them have legends to go along with them. Others are newly discovered. Mysterious holes do not have to always be on land, sometimes they are in the water. There is a large blue hole underwater located in the Bahamas and it was measured to be 660 feet deep. It is said to be the deepest blue hole in salt water ever discovered. It is believed the hole was formed by flooded underwater caves. The color really stands out against the much lighter blue color of the ocean water in the area. Some areas like this have a thin layer of fresh water atop the salt water. It is believed that only about 1% of the underwater caves of the Bahamas have ever been explored. The natives believe there is an enormous creature named the Lusker, which reaches the length of 75 feet. It is said it hunts at night and can come up under an unsuspecting swimmer so fast, the swimmer is doomed. Not to be outdone, the Great Blue Hole in Belize is also said to be the biggest hole of this type in the world. It was made famous by Jacques Cousteau. He loved to go scuba diving into it. The hole was actually a sinkhole. It has a circular shape with a diameter of 984 feet, and a depth of 410 feet. For years people were concerned about mysterious tracks which appeared on the seafloor at the bottom of the Great Blue Hole. There is a legend which states sea monsters live in it and there was also something to do with Mayan mysteries. A team was sent to the bottom in a special submarine to examine the bottom of the hole and were shocked to find a mysterious set of tracks. The bottom contains no oxygen, so this is why the team was so surprised. The theory is sea animals fall into the hole and die, but if that is true, why weren't any remains or shells said to have been found? That has been a story which has existed for many decades and goes back to World War II. It is claimed the Nazis made plans in case they lost the war. These plans included creating a base in Antarctica. Most people don't believe the story, but there is a huge hole in Antarctica and we sent a fleet of ships and planes there under the command of Admiral Byrd. The fleet arrived in 1956 and it was said their real mission was to look for Nazis. Others say the fleet was looking for extraterrestrials. We may never know the answer to that because Byrd's diary was locked away. When the fleet left, it was said they made a getaway. A story circulated they were chased away by flying saucers which were so superior to their planes, they didn't have a chance. A hole opened up in Zona 2, a city in Guatemala, and it was so deep it swallowed a three-story building. The hole was 300 feet deep and had a diameter of 65 feet. Unfortunately for Zona 2, the city is prone to sinkholes. There is a hole in the Mammoth Cave system in Kentucky. It is so deep it has earned the name the Bottomless Pit. It has been said no one has seen the bottom and the hole is so deep light cannot penetrate it. If a stone is thrown in, you never hear it hitting bottom or hear a splash. Some people equate the hole with an entrance to hell. This is true for a lot of holes which became known as bottomless pits. It is easy to see why, especially back in an age when almost everyone believed in the paranormal. Many of the Maya ceremonies took place underground, and the deeper into the earth the better they felt about it. It was thought this brought them closer to the underworld where the spirits of the dead were. The Aztecs often felt the same way. Sometimes the Maya would enter these caves through holes in the ground and crawl through to the cave entrance. The Maya used a cave in Chichen Itza, Mexico as a place of worship. When the cave was discovered, many Mayan artifacts were found. There is also cenote, which is the term for sinkhole, which contains a sacred lake which is 105 feet across and 20 meters deep. Siberia has a problem, no, not because it is part of Russia, because there are mysterious holes springing up and they are quite large and deep. No one knows why suddenly there are all these holes forming there, but some link it to global warming. Authorities have flown drones into one of the latest holes and it went down up to 15 meters. Methane was said to have built up, Did it explode? There is a story which has circulated on the internet which claims an investigator is not willing to say what he found in a large Siberian hole a couple of years ago. You can imagine how this has sparked the curiosity of people. Here is what the investigator said: "This object is unique. It holds a lot of additional scientific information, which I am not yet ready to disclose. Why, what could have been so important it had to be kept secret? There are also huge holes in other parts of Russia. I guess we have to remember how big Russia is. The country is 6.6 million square miles. The United States, which is the fourth largest country in the world, is 3.8 million square miles. Some of the holes are said to be hundreds of thousands of years old, while others are recent. They are deep and have been found in the west and central regions of Russia. Many remain a mystery. In Venezuela, sinkholes exist, but they are different because many are located on mountain tops. The mountains range from 1,000 to 3,000 meters high. This means the highest ones are 9,800 feet high. One wouldn't expect to find a sinkhole up there. The largest sinkhole has a name. It is Sima Humboldt. The word Sima means sinkhole. It is 314 meters deep and has a width at the top of 352 meters and 502 meters at the bottom. What makes things even more interesting is the fact a forest exists at the top of the mountain. Another large sinkhole is very near it. One has to wonder how these holes formed.